Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose. Yeah, to give him praise. Give him adoration, for he has been certainly kind. So generous, so ultra awesome, so bountiful to you and to me, to all of us. There's nobody like the Lord. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we honor and praise you as never before. You are the one who deserves all the praise, all the glory. So we lift you up, give you adoration, esteem you higher than anything and anybody. We extol thee. You're the highest of the high.
Yes.
Oh God, you're the only true and living God.
Yes.
You proved it throughout history. All the magnitudinous things that you've done for all your people throughout history.
My God.
There's been enough proof for anybody to know that you are the only true and living God.
Yes, Lord.
I remember what you did for Noah, what you did for Jacob. God, I remember what you did for Abraham and for Sarah. I remember what you did for Ezekiel, and what you did for Isaiah. God, what you did for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul. Thank you, because you're not a respecter of persons. And what you did for them, you'll do for me. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Who could ever doubt you? We know too much about you. You've been there every second of the way.
Yes.
That's why I don't even want to wait that I get through going through this trial to say thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Saint.
Thank you, God. Thank you for everything. For everything that you're doing,
yes,
and for everything that you will do in the future.
Oh, bless your name.
Especially, thank you, Jesus,
thank you.
For going to Calvary, for me and for all persons on this line, and for people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for how you suffered. Let them nail your hands with pain, excruciating pain. Let them nail your feet with excruciating pain. Blood was dripping everywhere, even from your head, Lord, as they put a crown of thorns that stuck down in your skull, bleeding everywhere.
Thank you.
And if that wasn't enough, after you were on the cross dying, here comes somebody mean people, Lord, mean, took a spear, and pierced you in your side.
My God.
We know that they were caught in the blessing because out came blood and water.
My God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But somebody said, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So they were doing favor to all mankind, releasing what can wash away our sins, the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you for the water, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ever since then. You in baptism through the water. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing you are to us.
Yes.
Now, we ask that you bless this line today. Forgive all sin everywhere. Any sins of commission, things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, and sins of omission, things that we needed to do that we didn't get done, forgive us. Help us to forgive those who trespassed against us. God, we just come to you as humble lambs, submitting ourselves to you, saying, Lord, we need you, we need you, we need you.
Oh, we need you, Lord.
Don't forsake us. Be right there. We acknowledge you in all our ways. You said, if we acknowledge you in all our ways, you would direct our path.
Yes,
we do that, Lord. You take over the leading. of this line. God, you're the shepherd. I'm just under shepherd, trying to do your will. Bless the people everywhere. Heal. Oh, it's so ultra awesome to see you heal and do things that man cannot do. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your healing virtue flowing now. Anybody who's in need or sick, the healing virtue of Jesus is available unto you. Heal, God, we pray. Now we take time to rebuke the enemy. Doesn't want us to, our progress to go forward, but he's hindered, and the curse is reversed. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It comes in like just heal us and to bless us and mend our broken hearts and to help us through every storm. Lift our bowed down head, take us through every trial, tribulation.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Woman, you've been up most of the night. I see you. But the Lord said his grace is available to you, and his healing virtue is in you, your room right now. All he wants you to do is thank him, because it's already in the progress or in the process of coming to pass. Released in the spiritual realm, and yet it's coming to the natural. Heal, Lord. Thank you. And I pray that you bless people everywhere, give them the desires of their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. We rest in you. God, strengthen us. Strengthen people everywhere. Thank you for what you're doing and what you've done. Bless. We pray in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, we're asking you this, that your glory might be revealed, God.
Yes.
We take none of your glory, but all the glory, all the honor, all the praises all day belong to you. And we thank you again and again and again and again for everything that you've done. This prayer has been heard by you, I know, Lord, because I can feel your presence. You're listening. Bless us everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Morning to all of y'all on this prayer line. Good morning to you and you and you.
Good morning.
You.
Good morning.
Man, I hear all those sleepy good mornings. Amen. But let's speak to the Lord, not with the sleepy good morning, but let's give him our best. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to challenge you all on this prayer line. I know you will thank you, people, because we've taught you to thank him 1,000 times a day. I've put in my 1,000 already. But I want to challenge you. Can you wake up in the morning and not just say, Lord, I need your help? Can you wake up in the morning and give him a thanks? At 6 o'clock in the morning, can you give him praise? I'm just wondering. Has he done enough for you? For you to give him praise in area code 901 and 913 and 773 and 847 and 801 and 911. All these area codes. 816 and 616, everybody from everywhere.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody already. Let's give him praise this morning.
Thank you.
Praise check.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are. Let's praise check.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
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 thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, Thank you.
So wonderful. He do give you adoration. He do give you praise. Don't let him stop. Come on, give him some more. He deserves praises.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Everything, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bishop Bolden will speak, and after he speaks, then I'm going to ask
some of our assistants on the prayer line, if they would make it available for our gifts today. This is the only day we serve Monday through Friday, and the only day we get open it up for you to give love gifts is on Friday. Amen. You went to the revival on Monday. You went to the revival on Tuesday. They didn't take an offering on Monday or Tuesday. You went to the revival on Wednesday. They didn't take an offering. You went to the revival on Thursday. They didn't take an offering. But on the last night of the revival, or on Friday night, as I would say, they decided to ask you if you would be a blessing to the revivalists. What a wonderful church that is. They didn't bother you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On Friday, they asked you to give an offering. Amen. Give a gift. Thank you. So after that, then I'm going to take it a different way after that, but we're going to get some praise reports first. Has God been good to you? I want to ask who on this line, who can do praise reports? Let me see. Sister Garnett, are you there? Sister Geraldine, can you get those praise reports for us? If so, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me move on. I don't hear her. Mother Britt, can you get those praise reports?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Speak up in a hurry now. Can't let 4 or 5 seconds drop here. Okay. Sister Garnett, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on in a hurry here. I want you to get those praise reports. Get about 4 or 5 praise reports. Hand it back to me. I'm handing the ball to you. Amen. The line is open to you. Sister Geraldine Garnett, take it right now. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for what he has done for me down through the years. I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I thank God how he has just made ways out of no ways for me. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and the teaching of the Holy Ghost. It has been truly a blessing to me. Now, the praise report is open to each and everyone. Anyone come forth right now.
Good morning. Good morning. This is just, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Sister, good morning to everybody. This is Sister Angie Williams, 913. Good morning to my pastor, Dr. Benora Johnson, First Lady, and Mother Johnson. And I just like to thank God for waking us all up this morning and looking over us and keeping all hurt, harm, and danger away from us. And I thank God for this prayer line, and I hope everybody have a blessed day.
God bless you. The line is open to each and every one. The line is open to you.
Thank you.
Who will be the next one?
Praise report, if you have it. God's been good to you, tell it.
God bless, right, God bless, God bless. Good morning to everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer in Kentucky. I'm thanking God this morning for the prayer line. Thank God for Bishop Bolden being with us, Sister Garnett. Thanking God for everyone. I thank God that my brother yesterday came through knee surgery victoriously, and how 30 years ago he was in a car accident and the drunk driver hit him broadside. He was pronounced dead at the scene, but I am thanking God that he revived him, and he is living, doing fine, and had that knee injury at that time. But the Lord blessed him on yesterday and brought him through the surgery. And I give God the praise for all of his healing virtue and all of his miracles. And thank God, even when I'm on the prayer line, people have brought me dinner to my door, Bishop Bolden, and I'm thanking God for the favor that he has given us. Praise God for you and everyone on here. God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen. The next one, please come forward. The line is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from 913 Kansas City.
I want to give honor to God this morning, my leader, Dr. Johnson, and all of the bishops. And I'm so glad to all of the people on the line. I'm just glad to be a part of this prayer line. I just thank God because he's taking good care of me. And I praise God for this being saved this morning. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I thank God because he's watching over me through the night. And it makes me feel good. And, oh, I honestly appreciate everyone on the line. But especially I thank God this morning to hear Dr. Bishop Bolden. Bishop Bolden's voice makes me feel good. I praise God for you and you and you and all of you. I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson, that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless you all.
Let's take one more prayer, a praise report. One more.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson in Annapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank and praise God for another day, a day that he never seen before. Just thank and praise God for his goodness, his mercy. I tell you, I just thank and praise God for my new condo. I tell you, God is just so good. He is so good. I thank him. I just can't thank him enough. So y'all just pray for me.
God bless you, Mother.
God bless you. Is there any more, Dr. Johnson?
No, I said one more, but I feel in my spirit that somebody really wants to give a praise report. Let's take one more. Open it up. One more. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The line is open. The line is open to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. I have stepped away from the control, or doing the controls at the moment, so I hope I didn't miss anything. But anyway, there is a praise report that's coming, and there it was talking about the prayer you prayed for, a special young man by the name of Brother Kenny. The doctor said that he would never, ever get better. His vocal cords was paralyzed. His aches was paralyzed, and they had never seen anybody ever recover who had to go about with a feeding tube. Simply, he was not able to swallow, and they told him he would never recover. But the praise report has come in and said that God has given Brother Kenny a supernatural miracle. The tubes that were in his body, in his stomach, two or more, the doctors now have removed them. And he is speaking, talking without a trachea, and he is going about his normal activity. And we give God the praise, and they're saying, thank you so much for praying for him. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Barnett. I appreciate you. You did a wonderful job. Amen. God is in the blessing business. He really is.
Yes.
We thank him for
it.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Move now on. Before we get our prayer request, I want Bishop Bolden. This is a man who I say, in our first convention, he supported us more than anybody. Thank God. More than any man. I like that. Amen. Because we had a lot of people supporting the convention and doing a lot of things. But Bishop Bolden was right there, and he did a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous, marvelous job. I want to thank him for all of his financial help. People didn't know he was giving, and we appreciate him. I want to introduce him, present him to many of you, introduce him to some of you. This is Bishop James Bolden from Arkansas. And, man, since we've heard from him, he's won, let me just say, he's become, I believe, a city councilman.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And please tell us what the Lord is doing for you. And take maybe 8, 10, 12 minutes and give us some inspiration this morning. God bless you. The line is open to you.
God bless you. It's outstanding to hear my brothers and sisters on the line. And Dr. Johnson, you know, my wife and I in the church, we really respect you. And Sister Betty, and we thank God for the vision that you have, and we will always support it. I'm a true believer. I was taught by the old school, if you can't support it with money, keep your mouth shut. And so that's one thing that I truly believe in doing, is making sure that we can seed. The Lord is blessing us, and miracles are happening day by day. We're doing crusades all over the United States, and the church is taking off. Our TV broadcast is taking off. And of course, being a city councilman and an alderman, I'm always on the travel. You know, our budgets are now in the cities. and dealing with the new governor. We're trying to get a new governor here in the state. So the Lord has really opened up a door. I heard a man tell me the other day, he said, Bishop, he said, you are more like Daniel. He said, you pray and you cover the gate. I said, well, that's what God has called me to do. And being an old retired military guy, I guess I'm pretty good because of the Holy Ghost. But I tell you what, Dr. Johnson, I appreciate this and taking time to give me an opportunity to speak this morning. I want to talk to everyone on the line about the power of your words. I'm going to talk about the power of your words. As you know, our words are spiritual. No matter what you may, if you're a child of God, Jesus even made a statement. He said, the words I speak, they are spiritual, and they are life. And what that means is that we have to really watch what we say. There's a lot of things that God has opened up for us in the atmosphere. And I want you to make sure you understand what I just said, in the atmosphere, which means wherever you dwell physically, God has given you dominion. Again, I'm going to say that again. Wherever you dwell physically, God has given you dominion. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, you have to learn one thing about words. Words go out into the atmosphere, and they linger there. When you look at the Bible, everything that was created by God saying a word. And when he said the word, it was created. Faith has to be connected to our words. You know, as we look at praising, when we open our mouth, we hear the testimonies going forward. What you're actually doing, you're stirring up the atmosphere, causing God to get ready to drop another blessing on you. Again, I repeat, every time that you give a testimony on what God is doing for you, you're giving God an opportunity to set up a blessing for you. Blessings are released over this line. I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare long life. I declare strength in the name of Jesus. Every demonic plan is cut off right now. Now, when you look at the Bible, let's look at one thing it says. It says God breathed. When God breathed, God made things happen. The Bible says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I want everyone that's listening on this line, learn how to speak positive over your life. If your children are cutting up, speak positive. If your marriage is having problems, speak positive. If your money is short, speak positive. If you have a vision, and as you have a vision, the enemy comes against your faith, speak positive. Remember what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, which means that faith is invisible. But how do I get faith, preacher? I get faith by hearing the invisible word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The more faith that I have, the more power I have, the more endurance I have. We're living in a world now where the atmosphere, which means the world, is trying to get it to the point where Christians are not valuable for changing lives for God. Again, changing lives for God. As you know, you have so many churches now, they're accepting everything. The Methodist, United Methodists have started a same-sex marriage. Episcopalians accepting gay bishops. Infidelity is running rampant in the church. Fornication is running rampant in the church. And we got to understand, we as Christians that are holy, and I want to repeat that word, holy, we've got to speak